and Princess Augusta of Reuss-Köstritz, the first of his three wives. Known as Grand Duchess Marie Pavlovna, Mitchin, as she was called within the family, was ambitious and strong-willed. In St. Petersburg, within the gilded surroundings of the Vladimir Palace, overlooking the broad expanse of the river Neva, Marie Pavlovna, who was regarded by many as the grandest of all the Grand Duchesses, established a reputation as being among the best, if not the best, of high society hostesses, presiding over a glittering court that eclipsed that of Nicholas II and his anti-social Empress Alexandra, and rivalled that of Nicholas's mother, Marie Fyodorovna. A commanding personality, Grand Duchess Vladimir ranked as the third lady in the empire, coming immediately after the two empresses with whom, like her husband, she always had a lukewarm, precariously balanced personal relationship. Grand Duchess Ellen, the Vladimir's only daughter, who had been born on the 17th of January 1882, a decade almost to the very day after Prince Nicholas, was, to quote her husband, lovely and fascinating. Yet as she grew older, she became every bit as grand and imperious as her mother, only too aware of her standing as both an imperial and royal.